Now, please open your books at page 172. Let's do the exercise. Multiple choice questions. Comprehension, number one. When the writer consulted his railway timetable, we choose boy. He wanted to know the quickest way of getting to West Haven by rail. By rail means by train. The quickest way of getting or the quickest way to get. Got it? So, you know, reading aloud is the best way to study English. Number two, at what point did the writer realize that the train was not traveling at the speed of express train? At the speed of 以什么的速度? At the speed of express train 以特快列车的速度。According to the text, we should see after the train had stopped at several small stations. And I think you still remember the sentence. The train dawdled at station after station. Number three. When the rider went to station master, he complained about. So complain about or complain up, 抱怨,抱怨有关于某事。We choose A. The train scheduled as express train having in fact been a slow one. 被定为快车的这列火车而实际上呢其实列慢车。请同学们注意 A 选项的这个句子结构。Scheduled as express train, 修饰 the train, 做 the train 的后置定语。被定为快车的这次列车。Having in fact been a slow one.Having in fact been a slow one 和名词 the train 构成独立主格结构。OK. His structure, number four. We have learned to expect punctual. 我们已经习惯于期望指望火车准时准点了。Expect somebody or something to do. 那么根据我们所学过的 expect 用法应该选择 boy. Number five.Exceptionally heavily might railway services be temporarily dislocated. 根据题干的结构同学们发现 might 助动词调到 railway services 之前这是明显的倒装。那么只有哪种情况下我们应该采用倒装形式呢首先看 A 选项倒装情况已经排除。B 选项 only in case it snows,只有万一下雪的情况下、哎、请同学们注意和所原文当中表达方式不相符合这个答案 C Only were it to snow Only 所引导的状语从句用于句首句子必须倒装第二点 If 条件句 If 如果省略的话 were 应该前置 soWere it to snow, it means if it were to snow. 这是虚拟语气条件句的用法。OK, number six. The express train went direct from my local station to West Haven, a mere hour and 17 minutes. 在一小时十七分钟的时间内。那么根据这个内容大家应该注意选择 A 选项 E.Number seven, 1 hour and 17 minutes passed, still to cover half the distance. 一个小时零十七分钟的时间已经过去，我们呢依旧还有一半的路程要走。那么同学们注意 ，to cover half the distance 之前接受了 still 的限定，说明依旧仍然还将有一半的路程要走。According to this.Key structure, 那么跟这个句子结构我们应该选择倒选项 and we had to cover half the distance. 如果选择 A 选项 before we had, 一个小时零十七分钟的时间已经过去了我们才走了一半的路程。那么如果选择 A 选项题干当中的 still 就应该去除掉。So, 1 hour and 17 minutes passed,Before we covered half distance, 而这里应用 have to 也不合适。Number eight, when he denied the train's existence, I asked if I borrow his copy. 那么我请求我是否能借他的列车时刻表，这是非常有礼貌的表达方式。同时和 asked 时态相呼应，我们选择 C 选项， if I might borrow his copy or if I could borrow his copy。 Number 9 vocabulary。 Even a mighty express train can be by signals。 Can be held up， held up 的同义表达方式 delayed， 所以我们应该选择倒计选项。 A 选项 halt 停止，boy 选项 retard 防止， OK。 C 选项 slow up 减慢。Number 10 I determined to lodge a complaint on arrival as soon as I arrived。 那么在原文当中我们用到了一个句子结构 as soon as I arrived， 在这里既然用到了 on arrival 一到达， so 几乎就在同时 immediately on arrivalSo we choose dog. Number 11, I told him that it was there in black and white. 主句是采用主语 I. 那么根据我们原文的表达情况，同学们发现选择 A 选项错，错在于 noting my triumph， 注意到了我的胜利喜悦的心情，所以和原句中的主语 I 不相符。而 boy 选项 sounding triumphant， sounding 现在分词做状语，说明修饰 I 的情况， so I sound triumphant， 那我听上去充满了胜利的形象， OK， so we choose boy. Number 12 glancing at it briefly he told me I should look again， 那么再看一眼， so we choose A take another lookBoy 选项 review 复习 overlook， 注意这个词的使用 overlook 表达忽视、宽恕、检查、监督。 OK， now so much for the exercise in lesson 37. Please open your books at page 174. Let's study lesson 38. The first calendar. Please read after me the following words aloud. Calendar. He's doing. Unique. Steadily. Solely. Video. City wrong. Bewilder. Deduce. Scanty. Clue.Insignificant. Shed. Advent. Agriculture. Assumption. Thought. Symbol. Engrave. Ivory. Now let's study how to use important words.Calendar 历法日历，如果我们把这里的词尾字母 AR 改成 ER， Calendar 属于同音进行词， But they have got different meanings. Calendar CALENDAR 历法日历， Calendar CALENDER 伦亚基。Next word, historian. Historian, 历史学家。注意 historic 以及 historical 的用法。Historic 有历史意义的。For example, this is a historic speech. 这是具有历史意义的演讲。Historical, 与历史研究有关系的。Historical research, 历史研究。Historical research. The next important word.Unique is adjective. It means unequaled. Unequaled in tennis, 独一无二的，无与伦比的。For example, speech is a unique human ability. Speech is a unique human ability. Unique 本身表示独一无二的，所以不能接受，比较级。 可以接受 quite, almost, nearly, surely, really 等修饰，但不能接受 rather, very 等词的修饰。注意 unique, 独一无二的，因唯一而独特，所以我们可以辨别开它和 special 的区别。 special 注重性质特殊，而与普遍有所不同。 especial E-S-P-E-C-I-A-L 强调超过其他的全部。 For example, 这是一件特别重要的事情。 This is a matter of special importance. This is a matter of special importance. This is a matter of special importance. 注意 special 用来限定的名词 importance. So we can put it in another way. This is aEspecially important matter. Got it? Particular. 特定的。着重同类中某一个所有独特的性质。For example, pineapples have a particular flavor. 菠萝有种特定的味道。So pineapples have a particular flavor. Exceptional. Extraordinary.那么这样词汇表示特别的、与众不同的。The warm weather is exceptional for January. The warm weather is exceptional for January. 这样温暖的天气对于一月份来讲是属于例外了。